It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
I'm here at the Microsoft Technology Center in Waltham, Massachusetts for CRM Incubation Week. We've amassed five startups to go through and learn about CRM as an XRM platform and build out their solution using Microsoft resources in terms of hardware and people, as well as business advisors. So we should have a great week. We're going to learn about each one. They were culled down from a list of 30 potential candidates down to these five. So let's go learn more about these startups.
Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here at Microsoft Incubation Week. I'm here with Henry, Rao, John, and Devender from Skyline Vertical Solutions. They provide solutions in the contract and cost control areas. So guys, tell me about your solution. What are you building?
We are currently developing a cost control and contract management solution based on the Microsoft CRM XRM development platform, targeting the architectural engineering construction and owner market to assist them with document management, cost controls, functionalities such as RFIs, change orders, transmittals, submittals, purchase orders, and change orders.
That's a lot of things. Maybe you can talk us through kind of the workflow of what would a day in the life of one of your users look like.
Well, basically they would need to manage the documents associated with the project. They would be given money if they were an owner to then manage a range of construction projects. If you were looking at a water authority, a large contractor who needed to then have phases to a particular project, who would then need to issue and manage all the documentation that would go along with managing the project, at the same time have visibility to the cost.
Okay, and the customer that you would need to sell to, is that construction companies in this case, or is it project managers as individuals? How do you view the ultimate buyer?
Anybody that would basically need to manage the document flow associated with any type of construction project would be a particular prospect or client for our particular solution.
Would you market more towards the individual project managers, though, or would you market it would be a different kind of sales approach if you had to go after organizations versus individuals?
It would be, as we would call it, our primary target would be owners,
okay,
or larger firms in the architect, engineer, construction disciplines. It could be a general contractor trying to build a 10-story high-rise. It could be a water authority who's been given money to then give out to particular contracting firms. Those are what we would constitute as owners.
Okay. Now, Rao, maybe you can tell us about the technology stack and how you're building it.
Sure. The product is a business logic layer on top of Microsoft CRM using the XRM philosophy. It does have integration with SharePoint for document management that Henry was talking about, and uses Microsoft inherent integration it has from within the Outlook. So in a day-to-day operation, going back to your earlier question, when the project managers are operating, they are in the Outlook, managing not only their communications with the rest of their stakeholders, but are right within the Outlook, managing the cases, managing the documents, and never leave Outlook. And that's been one of the biggest pet peeves that we heard from our prospects, that they had to move between multiple apps to really do their job. Now, this is the first time in that industry where you are in Outlook and never leave there to implement the entire workflow.
Very nice.
So that's a great productivity improvement tool.
Yeah. And I know you came in, you're a relatively new company with a lot of IP experience behind you.
What have you done as part of this week? I know it's a short period of time, but what has been your focus area in terms of development?
We had an early adopter, a very large regional electrical mechanical contractor with 400 employees, who has been running a Microsoft CRM solution to handle issues, cases, day-to-day functionality, and they saw the same vision we did as far as being able to handle what is a competitive solution put out by a company that Oracle owns called Expedition, which is a document management system, and we knew that we could develop it faster and to do it better in all areas. So they have been basically working with us over the last 6 months as we've been building this and prototyping it, and they are our first early adopter, and they have actually been able to test and work with the system as we've been building it.
And that is not to say that this week hasn't been hectic. It has been seriously hectic. We've been here until 11 o'clock every day.
All right.
But we have done a lot. We not only built the SharePoint integration using our offshore partners, validated a bunch of things from the product design point of view using the Microsoft expert resources, and start building the overall business plan around using the additional resources that Incubation Week has provided.
Okay.
So the picture is coming together a lot faster. I mean, we would have done this in a much slower scale, but this is kind of, you know, we were joking here that this is the survivor of Winter Street. It's running really fast and doing a lot of things.
So what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs or early stage developers that that maybe don't have access to an Incubation Week and based on your experiences?
We have been fortunate to have an early adopter. That kind of shows a lot of advantage. You know, if you have a good understanding and partner in an early adopter, that's what I would recommend. Looking at getting an early adopter, working with them, and obviously use Microsoft resources. There are a ton of them. Startup Zone, you mentioned the other day, earlier today, and other resources to take advantage of those and reduce the amount of technology, you know, you need to buy or whatever. But make sure that you have a market validation and early adopter acceptance.
Good advice. What do you see as the next steps and major milestones once you leave here?
We've been focusing on the document management piece as the first version, and then as we're adding the cost control, which is really the next key to it, that if you're given money to then give out, let's say stimulus money that you now need to manage and give out for multiple projects, you need instant visibility to cost, invoices, purchase orders, committed cost. So our next release, which because of this Incubation Week, allowed us to accelerate that function, so that now what we have is an ability to say to the marketplace worldwide is you instantly are lit, our application's pure web, so you could instantly start having strong visibility to your cost in addition to the document management. So we see that as the next evolution, but because of this, we've been able to move that significantly ahead in our product development cycles.
And because this is an application on top of Microsoft CRM, if you have a hosting partner, if you're using CRM already, you know, this is something that you can, you know, come up to speed very quickly. So it doesn't take, you know, weeks of deployment like Primavera or, you know, Prolog might take.
So Henry, Rao, and the rest of the team, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you for having us.
This is Henry Hickman with Skyline Vertical Solutions, Inc., demonstrating our Microsoft CRM project management and cost control solution. This is an application built on top of the Microsoft XRM platform. What we have is a construction tab on the left over here. We have an option to look at our projects that are in process, and I have developed a view up here which shows just my projects. What I'll do is to go ahead and show all the active projects, and I will then drill down on the Iowa State Agency as a owner in charge of developing a building for their new state offices. I will drill down on the Iowa State Agency. At this point, I have all the background information on the project, including the account name, project number, engineer, customer information, relative to the particular project. I have the contract information. I have my SharePoint document library. I can then drill down on my phases. At this point, I have three initial phases. When I want to drill down on my finishes phase, I then have the option over on the left of managing change orders, RFIs, submittals, transmittals, cases slash issues, purchase orders, and safety incidents. I will then go down to the submittals to show the two that are out there. I have two submittals that were created on this date, and we'll drill down on the submittal. It will show all the information related to the submittal. What I now have is all the options from setting dates, owners, number of copies, submittal required. The next tab at the top, I have the option of the closeout section. I have an easy ability to come in here and add the date, the O&M needed by, number of copies sent. With the versatility of the Microsoft CRM platform to then generate any number of activities related to this, if I want to go out and create a task as a follow-up, I can come in here and enter a subject. This needs to be addressed. I can then submit it as regarding the owner, the priority, at which point it will show up on my Microsoft task list. I will set save and close. I can then turn around and send it as an email. I can schedule a follow-up action. I can then close this out. I've moved back. If I want to create a new submittal, I can come in here and generate my next submittal number, which will be auto-generated. This is the ease of the use of the CRM application. I can then come down and generate an RFI. There are two existing RFIs. I can also pull up an existing RFI, which shows that I need to know something about the second level main floor. It's scheduled to go out to Anders. Anders is a CRM contact, also an Outlook contact. So I have any ability right now to go up and schedule an additional activity, note, file, add an additional address. I even have the ability to copy this as a URL to send to another individual in an email. From here, I've got all the history related to this, which would show any previous activities for any range of time. I can then send and close this. At any point in time, if I want to go back to my workplace, I can come back and close it. If I go to my workplace, I can see across all records. If I want to go to submittals, I can now see submittals in every direction across all projects. If I'm the project manager for all, I can then drill down on the France water utility and get to see what is going on with those specific submittals. Just to show the versatility of the Microsoft CRM platform, at which point I also have all the other related functions. Here are all the phases across all projects. Just to show the functionality of our application embedded with the SharePoint document library. Thank you.